Today, in and around Champaign-Urbana, our forecast is for a high of 75. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. It'll be up to the Champaign County Board to decide whether or not to hire a consulting firm to run the Champaign County Nursing Home. Last night, the Nursing Home Board voiced its opinion, endorsing a three-year contract with Management Performance Associates. Under the contract, MPA would supply the nursing home administrator. Current administrator Andrew Buffenbarger is expected to stay on as an MPA employee. The county would pay MPA $180,000 a year. Nursing Home Board Vice Chair Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy says MPA is the best option because they've already worked with the nursing home on two operations audits.
It's like the house is on fire and we've got someone who knows our house and knows where the fire hydrant is. I think we need to bring them in. I wish we had more time and could actually look at different companies, but I really don't think we have that time because I really do think we're bleeding money.
Opponents say looking at other options is still important, that the contract does not require MPA to meet any performance standards. The Champaign County Nursing Home faces a nearly $2 million annual deficit. It could also lose state Medicaid and Medicare funding if it fails to pass a public health inspection by July 16th. Urbana City Council has passed its budget for next year, including $64,000 to fund public arts. The money in the $46 million budget was an extra amount proposed by Alderwoman Danielle Chenoweth. She says the budget for the city's new public arts program included money for staff and business-related projects, but she says funding for the actual arts grants relied on money not yet raised. She praised her fellow council members for approving the additional $64,000.
At this point, I think that council heard the public. They understand that you got to put your money where your mouth is. They understand that there's an expectation that we'll fund arts in our public arts program. And so the council really stepped up to the plate and made sure that that became a reality.
Mayor Laurel Pressing, though, says Chenoweth misrepresented her budget proposal for public arts, making it appear that the city would spend none of its own money on the arts. The city of Urbana will spend about $134,000 in total on the program. It's to be overseen by a new public arts commission now being formed. In other action, the city council has voted to put an advisory referendum restricting cell phone use while driving on the November ballot. That measure was the only one of Mayor Laurel Pressing's three advisory referenda to be approved. Pressing was trying to counter two advisory ballot proposals that are scheduled to come up at a special town meeting on June 30th. The city council also approved an ordinance on cell phone use while driving. It bans text messaging while driving outright and imposes fines for using a cell phone while driving if an accident occurs. The federal government predicts that 27 levees could potentially overflow along the Mississippi River if the weather forecast is on the mark and a massive sandbagging effort fails to raise the level of the levees. That's according to a map obtained by the Associated Press. Officials are placing millions of sandbags on top of levees along the river in Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri to prevent overflowing. One levee, however, broke early this morning in Henderson County, threatening the town of Gulfport. Ron Fournier, a spokesman with the Army Corps of Engineers in Iowa, says there's no way to predict whether the levees will actually break as they did during Hurricane Katrina. However, disasters are not as catastrophic as 2005's Hurricane Katrina yet, when at least 1,600 people were killed. Record-breaking storms and flooding across six states continue to force thousands of people to evacuate. This year's heavy rains and flooding in the Midwest remind many of the Great Flood of 1993. And one meteorologist says those people are right to think that. Steve Hilberg directs the Midwestern Regional Climate Center at the Illinois State Water Survey, and he says in spots this year's flooding has been more severe, especially in Iowa, where floods exceeded all-time highs by up to 12 feet. But Hilberg says the Midwest is better prepared at this time because of lessons learned from the floods of 15 years ago.
Levees were strengthened and raised. In one town here in Illinois, Valmire was actually moved because it was totally inundated in 1993, and they moved it to higher ground. Things like that have happened that have actually helped mitigate some of the damages, but it remains to be seen what other damages may occur because it's going to be another week or so before we see the final crest start to go down.
Hilberg says over the next 10 days, less rain is expected. That should bring some relief for flooded areas, but he says it's difficult to forecast what will happen during the rest of the summer. Hilberg says in 1993, most of the flooding occurred between late June and August. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And at 6:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning.
And we're looking at some dry weather here over in the Quad Cities. I guess they had a levee failure in Henderson County, and so they have a flash flood warning there. They're dealing with all kinds of water.
And there's lots of water out there.
Yeah, but it's pretty dry around these parts. It's kind of interesting, I guess. You know, I'm sure there's an explanation for it, but you know, some of us just kind of look at it and shake our heads and go, it's soaked over there, here we're dry, and
That's
not that far
true.
Away.
And our subsoil is still pretty wet, but our topsoil is quite dry at this point because we've had some very dry, sunny days and not a lot of precipitation. We've had net drying here over the past week, as we only have had a quarter of an inch of precipitation, and on average at this time of year we get about an inch or a little more. So it appears that we are going to be